Winds will be slight to moderate, northerly, and on the Mebo 2 at the moment, expect a Spanish Inquisition and 13 degrees centigrade. Ladies and gentlemen, Arnold... What's his name?
Arnold Lane? Arnold Lane? Who's Arnold Lane? Get ready! Get ready!
Thanks very much, Tony Allen, for a couple of hours of radio there on Radio North Sea. And he'll be back, as a matter of fact. I haven't got rid of him yet. He's still got 3 hours to go, the poor chap. He'll be back at midnight for 3 hours. And I'm Arnold Lane, as Tony Allen mentioned, and I hope you can stand the pace. I've started off on the wrong foot, as a matter of fact, or the wrong side of my head, or whatever, because my cans, the cans that I normally use, have disappeared. They've taken a walk, so I'm having to work a bit cockeyed, but that's my problem. You don't want to worry about that sort of thing, do you? Yeah, so I've just come back from 2 weeks on shore leave, and, well, I should have one or two people to say greetings to, but I'm not at all together today, so we'll leave that till tomorrow. More explanations and excuses as the program wears on, but right now...
Everybody get out of bed, the sun is...
Well, that's, well, that's, As I say, well, that's Fishboff, and Zorn, or FF and Z, if you prefer, and everybody get out of bed. I wouldn't like to give the impression that, in fact, I got out of bed the wrong side this morning. I got out the same side as usual. Yes, that's right, underneath. There's sort of a trap door underneath, you know, it's the easiest way out. But anyway, what I meant by not at all together was the fact that I've got a bit of jet lag, having sort of jetted over from the British Isles earlier on this morning. So, you know, having got up at 6 o'clock this morning, crack of dawn and all that, so... Well, I said the programme was going to be riddled with excuses, and also, while I think of it, Paul May, I don't know if Paul's listening in, but you may have heard that he's feeling a little bit grotty, and he's at home in Norwich now. So, Paul, if you're listening in, mate, get well soon. I really do mean that. I'm very sorry to hear that you're down in the dumps. And you left a little note with me, or for me, didn't you, saying, ring me at home, it's most important. Well, I did. I actually got these Dutch telephones to work, but, well, the phone rang, no answer. So, it ain't my fault, mate. Hope it wasn't too important. 9:10 with Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway. That's Roberta Flack and Donny Hathaway, and that song's called Where Is the Love? And thanks to all of you who have taken the trouble to write into old Arnold Lane here during the 2 weeks that I was off the boat, having a wonderful holiday. More about that anon. But I had so many letters, and I've been feeling so lazy today, and lackadaisical, as it were, whatever that means, that I haven't really got around to sort of sorting the letters out and pigeonholing them. You know me. You know I never get around to that sort of thing until it's far too late. But maybe tomorrow. I have two shows to do tomorrow, 7 to 9 and 12 to 3. In other words, I'm suffering the same fate as Tony Allen's suffering today. Well, it's not really suffering. We enjoy going on the air. Otherwise, we wouldn't be here, you know. But maybe tomorrow I'll be greeting one or two of you. Gorgeous things who have written in, and one or two fellas as well who have written in. And somebody's name that does stand out. I remember her name. She wrote in to me, because she enclosed a photo as well, and that's a young lass in Herne Bay in Kent, in Whitstable, or is it her? No, Herne Bay, that's right, and that's Jenny, and she's gorgeous. I'm going to say hello to you again tomorrow night, Jenny.
King Size Muziekparade, een te gek popmagazine. Muziekparade, overal te koop, in Nederland en België.
Gilbert O'Sullivan says,
I want to tell you, I might as well do.
That's Gilbert O'Sullivan, whacking and do-whacking, whacking and do-whacking all day. Or something like that, anyway. That's Gilbert O'Sullivan, as I say, on Radio North Sea International. Arnold Lane with you. And I always seem to be the one who has problems with his headphones, don't I? Really, when it comes to technical nonsense and things like that, and things falling all over the place. I'm not falling off my chair tonight. It's the technical things. And I'm sure Chicago's pinched me cans. I'm going to have that guy later, really, in the nicest possible way, you understand? 17 minutes past 9 o'clock is the time, and somebody I must say good evening to is me old buddy Dave Vincent, known to some as Dave Sinclair, and I'm sure anybody who used to listen to radio 5 or 6 years ago knows that name, especially if you're anything of a independent radio fanatic. Dave is over on his annual pilgrimage from Canada, and in fact he's dispelled the rumours that in Canada there are only lumberjacks. In fact, in Canada there is also radio, and a very fine radio system too, and Dave has the honour of working in the industry. Well, actually he's in television now, so you know, it's all down to referring to Sir David from now on. It's television, not radio. So we're going up in the world. Here's Dusty Springfield now.
Somehow, it seems the love I knew